This is Kid in a Cage.
Florida versus Timothy Ferriter.
A father accused of locking his adopted son inside a cage. Join us as we hear the facts behind these charges
through live courtroom audio from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Court is back in session. The Honorable Judge Howard Coates presiding.
All right, good afternoon. Everyone may be seated. All right, court is back in session on State versus Ferriter. Let me have appearances, please.
On behalf of the State, Brianna
Coakley, on behalf of the State, Sarah Brown. All right, court has been advised that the jury has reached a verdict. Are all sides ready to proceed? All right, Mark, you may bring the jurors out. All rise.
Jury entering.
All right, everyone may be seated. All right, members of the jury, has the jury selected a foreperson? And that's you, Mr. Bushy? All right, Mr. Bushy, has the jury reached a verdict in this matter? No, you can just tell me yes or no. Has the jury reached a verdict? All right, if you could please hand the verdict to my courtroom deputy.
In the Circuit Court of the 15th Judicial Circuit, Criminal Division, in and for Palm Beach County, Florida, case number 22-CF-001136, BMB, Division V, State of Florida versus Timothy Dunn Ferriter, defendant. Verdict. We, the jury, find as follows. As to count one, we find the defendant guilty of aggravated child abuse as charged in the information. As to count two, we find the defendant guilty of false imprisonment as charged in the information. As to count three, we find the defendant guilty of neglect of a child as charged in the information. So we say all this 12th day of October 2023 in West Palm Beach, Florida, signed by the jury foreperson.
All right, does either side wish to have the jury polled? All right, so ladies and gentlemen, there's been a request to have the jury polled, and that simply means that each of you will be asked the question of whether the verdict is your verdict or not. If it is, you should only answer yes. If it is not, of course, you should answer no and nothing further. So, Madam Clerk, at this time, if you could please poll the jury.
Juror one, were the verdicts as read your verdicts?
Yes.
Juror two, were the verdicts as read your verdicts?
Yes.
Juror three, were the verdicts as read your verdicts? Juror four, were the verdicts as read your verdicts?
Yes.
Juror five, were the verdicts as read your verdicts?
Yes.
Juror six, were the verdicts as read your verdicts?
Yes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, at this time, this concludes your service to your community in this matter. I want to thank you for the time and commitment that you've made to this case. It went a lot longer than I'd originally estimated. But in any event, I watched all of you during the course of the trial. You did exactly what I had requested. You stayed focused and tuned into the evidence during all phases of the case. And I hope everyone has a much better appreciation of the great responsibility that comes with serving as a juror in our community. So with that, I do want to thank you. My bailiff will give you a letter of thanks from me. Also, a certificate of appreciation from the Palm Beach County Bar Association. And a short little survey that I'll just ask that you return it when you get some time. Other than that, I do wish the best to all of you. And with that, you're excused. And Mark, you may escort the jurors out. All right, everyone may be seated. All right, Ms. Coakley, anything that I need to address as far as adjudication in accordance with the verdict?
He doesn't have a prior adjudication, but it is aggravated child abuse is a first-degree felony, so we'd request adjudication at this time. We'd also ask that he be remanded into custody at this time.
Okay.
Pending sentencing.
Ms. Murad?
Your Honor, I would request that the court, as to him being remanded, he has been out of custody for 2 years without any issues or any violations of bond. If the court is inclined to remand him, my request is that the court put him on a monitor. He does have a place that he can live in Palm Beach County. He has no criminal record whatsoever, and he has no custody of any of the children.
Okay. All right, so the court, I'm going to adjudicate the defendant in accordance with the verdict, guilty of the charge of aggravated child abuse, guilty of the charge of false imprisonment, and guilty of neglect. At this time, I'm going to remand the defendant to the custody of the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Department. That's without prejudice for you to file any type of motion that you deem appropriate, Ms. Murad, for pretrial release or release during pending appeal. This ruling today is without prejudice for me to receive that and consider that at the appropriate time. Let me get an idea as to what the state is looking for in terms of a sentencing hearing.
I can do it as soon as the defense can be ready. He is entitled to a PSI. I don't know what the defense's position is as to that.
I will waive PSI, Your Honor. This is a sentencing that I should be able to get done relatively quickly. Should the court have time in 2 or 3 weeks?
I'll make whatever time that I have to expedite sentencing if that's what both sides request.
That's fine, Your Honor. I won't need more than 20 or 30 minutes for my presentation.
All right, so Ms. Murad,
I need an hour to hour and a half.
So I'm going to set aside 2 hours for sentencing, and Kenthea, let's pick a date on an afternoon for two-hour setting. No earlier than 3 weeks out. That should be enough time for you to do what you have to do, Ms. Murad. But no more than 5 weeks. So in that two-week period there, let's pick a two-hour setting.
Thursday, November 16th at 1:30.
All right, does that date work for everybody, November 16th, for sentencing?
Yes.
For the state?
All right, I can just have 1 second to get to that. Yes, you said Thursday or Monday?
Thursday, November 16th.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm looking at October. So sorry. Yes, that is fine with the state.
All right, so the sentencing of this matter is set for Thursday, November 16th at, what was the time, 2:30? 1:30, 2 hours reserved. All right, anything else that the court needs to address before we adjourn?
No, Your Honor, we are going to need to do a status. I know Ms. Marshall is in here. We're going to need to do a status check because I don't think we have a future date on Ms. Sparator.
Could we do it the same day as the sentencing?
That'd be fine if you're good with that.
I might reach out to Ms. Marshall about having something next, having it next week so we can get...
Whenever you want to come in will be fine with me. The morning docket, as you know, is generally pretty heavy, so one more hearing is not going to make a huge difference. Okay. All right, so then that concludes the court's business today. I do want to thank both sides for a professionally presented case. We had a couple hiccups here and there, but over the course of an 8-day trial, that's to be expected. But thanks to both sides for the commendable job that each of you did. All right, thank you. Remanded zero bond, but that's without prejudice for a subsequent motion to be filed. And if you have the orders on adjudication, I'll go ahead and sign those now.
Yes, the state should be preparing those.
All right, so I'll remain here to sign the judgment and the adjudication. That'll be fine. So I'll remain on the bench because I have a long walk back to my courtroom, so it's better I just stay here. You can't. Thank you. Quayle, is this the original or a copy? This, yeah, if you could just make me a copy and you keep the original.
We didn't know if you'd like to see it after.
Yeah, yeah. Mark, are you here just a moment? All right, Ms. Coakley, I have the proposed judgment up here. This is the only document I need to sign today, correct?
I believe so, Your Honor.
Michelle.
All right, Madam Clerk, here's the judgment. All right, that concludes the court's work today. Court is in recess.
There's more to come.
Kid in a Cage. Florida versus Timothy Ferriter from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Press subscribe now.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Ferenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public would be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.